Remarks of the President upon greeting the President of the Republic of Senegal at the Military Air Transport Service Terminal, Washington, D.C., November 3rd, 1961.
Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, members of the Cabinet, I wish to express our great satisfaction, Mr. President, in welcoming you to Washington. A famous American once said many years ago that he did not care who wrote his nation's laws as long as he could write this nation's songs. Mr. President, you help write your nation's songs and poems, and you also help write your nation's laws. You have been an architect of your country's independence. You have been the poet in the great sense of the aspirations of the people of Africa. And you will come, as you do, to this country and see millions of men and women who came from Africa to the United States, who are building their lives here and making for them a strong place in the American society. They form a valuable link between our country and yours and your continent. In addition, you will see millions of other Americans who came from other parts of the world, who came here to build their lives in independence and liberty and fraternity in a free society. So, though Senegal and the United States may be separated by thousands of miles, though we occupy different positions and different historical evolutions, nevertheless, in a very real sense, we wish for the Senegal what you wish for us, which is peace and liberty and national sovereignty, an opportunity to build a better life for your people. So Senegal and the United States, in that very fundamental sense, are sisters under the skin. Mr. President, we welcome you as the president of your country. We welcome you as a distinguished contributor to the development of Western culture. And I want you to know, and I speak in behalf of all Americans, that you and the members of your government are most welcome for your counsel and your friendship in the crucial year of 1961.